There's a writer's strike going on, the Writers Guild of America, and we were out because of the strike for 2 months, and I know you're thinking to yourselves at home right now, this crap is written?
Late night talk shows are back. They returned to the air last night for the first time in 2 months, in spite of a writer's strike now in day 59.
Now that was David Letterman over on CBS. NBC's Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, well, they did their shows without writers. Here's how Leno addressed the absence.
Folks, let's get right to it. A Jew, a Christian, and a Muslim walk into a bar. The Jew says to the Muslim, see, I have no idea what they say because there's a writer's strike. We don't know what they say.
Jay Leno working meta, CBS host David Letterman and Craig Ferguson did their show with writers because Letterman's production company cut its own deal with the Writers Guild of America, and he owns both shows, whereas the network owns Leno's and Conan's show. Letterman was introduced by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton via video.
Dave has been off the air for 8 long weeks because of the writer's strike. Tonight, he's back. Oh, well. All good things come to an end.
Now, Leno's big guest was Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who crossed a picket line to appear, but without writers, well, they all had to fill for a while, taking questions from the audience. And, well, they didn't even bother pre-selecting people, apparently.
Yes, gentleman right there. Yes, sir.
Mr. Leno, would you ever consider doing your great show from the town of Branson, Missouri?
There is no chance in hell that would happen.
Meanwhile, the big headline for Letterman and Conan was beards. That's right. Both hosts sported new whiskers. They called them strike beards. Letterman's featured guest, Robin Williams, he's just crazy. You can't control that guy. He commented.
Nice to be here with you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
How much money have we raised on the lovely Chabad telethon?
Letterman's top 10 list became a bully pulpit of sorts for the WGA. It was the top 10 demands of striking writers, and he brought out striking writers from other shows to read it. Here's an example.
Number 5 from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Steve Bodo.
I'd like a date with a woman.
What?
All the hosts did make a point of saying that they support the writers. Leno said he came back because the strike would have put his show's other 160 employees, stagehands, staff assistants, all those guys, out of work.
Jimmy Kimmel actually was a little bit serious about the whole issue, expressing some anger at writers who were picketing his show.
I don't want to depart too much from the party line, but I think it's ridiculous. I mean, Jay Leno, he paid his staff while they were out of work. Conan did the same thing. And I don't know. I just think he at a certain point, you back off a little bit. And the president of SAG, which is the Screen Actors Guild, is telling members of SAG, which I think I'm in too, but I don't know, not to do our shows.
And then he cut to women jumping on trampolines. So that was the first night without writers for Kimmel, Leno, and Conan. We'll see how they sound next week. That's the BPP's big story. Now, here is Rachel Martin. She's written the news.